A federal judge today awarded $104 million in damages to the families of two victims of the September 11th attacks. U.S. District Judge Harold Baer ruled that the families showed that Iraq aided al-Qaeda in the attacks and that Iraq should pay. NPR's Tovia Smith joins us now. Tovia, Judge Baer says the families showed that Iraq aided al-Qaeda before September 11th. What did they show exactly?
Well, first of all, there's not a lot of information in this case that we don't all already know, but it was enough to get this judge to buy what the President of the United States has been unable to prove conclusively to the American people, and that's because the judge used a very low standard of proof. What happened here is that two men who worked at the World Trade Center and were killed on September 11th sued Iraq and the Taliban and al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, and as typically happens, the defendants, the terrorist states, don't show up. But the plaintiff's lawyers do give their side, and the judge can issue what's called a default judgment. And in this case, Judge Baer decided that a reasonable jury could side with the plaintiffs, and that was enough. He said himself, the judge did, that the lawyers have shown the link between Iraq and bin Laden, quote, barely. And even the victims' lawyers can see that their evidence was, as one put it, not overwhelming. They relied on hearsay and expert opinions. For example, some defectors' testimony that there were small groups practicing hijacking at a facility outside Baghdad, some reports of a meeting in Prague between Iraqi officials and al-Qaeda operatives, and testimony given by Secretary of State Colin Powell to the UN. And much of their evidence came from things like TV interviews and newspaper articles, not your usual standard of evidence.
So you're saying even though these stories have in many cases been rebutted, sometimes very effectively, there was no party in court there to rebut them, therefore it's sufficient by that standard to carry the day.
That's exactly right.
Well, what happens now on that basis? Can the families actually ever see any of this money, or is it likely to be overturned somewhere along the road?
Well, that's the $104 million question in this case. Generally, people with these kinds of judgments have a hard time getting paid, and these victims may have an even harder time. The U.S. government does have its hands on nearly $2 billion of Iraqi assets, but the State Department has traditionally opposed using those assets to pay individual victims' claims, in large part because they want to use the money as diplomatic leverage, and they don't want people kind of freelancing as individual secretaries of state and getting in the middle of foreign relations. In this case, the politics are even more pointed in that this $104 million award would basically be coming from money that the U.S. government wants to use to rebuild Iraq and to establish a new government there. And when you consider that the award to these victims was partly punitive, the government can make the case that that makes no sense here, since the defendant, the regime of Saddam Hussein, is no more, and this money would only end up being taken from the Iraqi people.
Thank you, Tovia.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Tovia Smith on today's ruling by a U.S. district judge that the families of two victims of the September 11th attack should collect damages from, among other parties, Iraq.